Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen, producer Desi Simmons. A chlorine gas leak at a Lansing Board of Water and Light water treatment plant this morning, leading to the evacuation of local residents. The leak now reportedly contained. To get the latest and some of the details on what occurred, I'm joined by BWL Communications Director Mark Nixon. Thank you for joining me, Mark.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, the facility is at Jolly and Wise Roads. Do area residents have anything to worry about at this time?
No, actually, we've had crews in there in the past hour without any hazmat suits and just walking around inspecting. So, you know, there never really was any danger to the immediate vicinity, but Lansing Police did, as with an abundance of caution, did ask for an evacuation of the immediate area when we opened up the facility to send in a crew to first inspect.
Now, what exactly happened here? Was this a case of human error?
Yes, it was very much a case of human error. I mean, we haven't really gotten all the particulars and probably won't for a few days, but it's obvious that a chlorine-based chemical was placed in the wrong tank. It mixed with another chemical, and the result was chlorine gas. Obviously, that's not a very good thing to have. And we had two people that went to the hospital just for observation. They seemed to be fine. And the place was evacuated and closed up real quickly. So, fortunately, you know, the chlorine gas that was created was kept inside the building.
Is the plant now closed?
Well, the plant, this is interesting, the actual water treatment facility, the part where we're sending clean water out to our customers, was never affected. This was in a different part of the plant. Initially, we weren't sure, but after careful review, it turns out that we were producing, good treated water all along. It was just that in a different portion of the plant, we did have this chlorine gas situation.
I see. So the water in the area then remains drinkable, and that has not been affected at all.
Absolutely. That's one thing we have been stressing to people. At no time was the water quality compromised, nor the air quality outside the plant.
These chemicals, they have a potential to be toxic. How exactly are they used in the process of treating water?
Well, of course, a lot of people probably know that fluoride is added to a lot of municipal water systems, and that's a pretty good thing, although something has been a source of controversy. But fluoride is used as a tooth decay prevention. And then chlorine, of course, has been a long-standing way of treating water for bacteria to make it clean and drinkable. Obviously, it has to be a very, very precise and low amount. Otherwise, you know, we would not be healthy. But, you know, mm-hmm. This is something that's standard throughout U.S. water systems.
Have we had anything like this happen before in Lansing?
I have been asking that very question to people who have been at the Board of Water and Light for 20-plus years, and nobody can remember a situation like this. I've been there for about 5.5 years, and certainly I've not seen anything like this. So, you know, we don't want to downplay this. I mean, this is a very serious mistake and accident, and we're going to thoroughly investigate. If there's any good news coming out of it, it was not a public health hazard, and either to the water and the air, and we're all thankful for that. And of course, we're very thankful that, as it appears, the two people who were sent to the hospital for observation are just fine, and they may actually be released by now.
BWL Communications Director Mark Nixon, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael.